everyone follows the Greyhound leader.
RSN 927. Now on Winners. Time for the weekly Greyhound preview.
Let's focus on Greyhound racing. Tonight we're heading off to Sandown for Metro Racing. Joining us, Jason Adams, to preview. How are you, Jace?
Good morning, Naz. I'm going great and really looking forward to Saturday night at the Meadows. Of course, the three big ones. It's going to be exceptional. But in the short term, 12 of the best ahead of us at Sandown tonight. And hopefully we can find the bulk of the winners.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the program. We kick things off race one, and you can take out runners 6 and 9. This race has got number one, Ziani Rose at 4.40, Blue Glitter 9.50, 2.40 for Crowns of Starring, down to Grace Arley at 5 and 6.50 for Star Rico.
Yeah, a lot of greyhounds here. You haven't really had a lot of racing experience under their belt, but I've gone with number one, Ziani Rose, and look, she was very good at Geelong at last outing, a maiden final. She went 22.57, which is pretty sharp, and especially for a greyhound in maiden class. I guess the unknown about her coming into this one is how well she's going to run out the 500 metres. But it looked that she finished off the 400 pretty well, and I wouldn't think that Angela Langton would throw her into the deep end like this unless she did have some confidence that she'd run out the trip. Second number four, Crowds are Starring. Look, had the two career starts, won both of them, was very good on debut at Sandown in 29.52. Won again at the Meadows last Saturday night. And look, although he won and won well, I didn't think it was as convincing as what he was on debut. Third number seven, Shifting Sands. And she's a girl who can show early pace. She's gone 5.13 at both Metro tracks the first split. I just reckon she can probably only go around 29.90 overall at the moment. So is that going to be good enough? My gut feel says probably unlikely. And fourth, number two, Blue Glitter, who is a little sister to number one, Ziani Rose. And look, she does look to be talented, Blue Glitter, but I just think her sister probably does look to have a little bit on her at this stage of her career. So race one, I've gone 1, 4, 7, and 2.
One from 4, 7, and 2 in the first race. We have a look at race number two, and this is over the 5.15. Take out runner 6 and 7, number one, Maroka Assassin at $6, $1.35 for My Reflection. Then we're down to Annabelle Lee, who's at $7.
Yeah, there were two clear standouts in this race, and one of them's been scratched, Aston Vanquish, which means the price of My Reflection gets cut in half. She's now around $1.30. Don't think that's probably worth backing, but she does look to be the absolute one to beat. She was outstanding here on Sunday, where she won in 29 and 36, and the most impressive part about that run was she got home in 10.33. That's something we see only the elite sprinters do. We saw Tornado Tears trial after last year on Sunday. He got home in 10.32. So My Reflection has gone home at exactly the same time as Tornado Tears. That says to me that this girl's going to be one who steps up in distance in the near future and certainly will handle that no problem at all. But for tonight, she gets a clear run. She wins this number three, My Reflection. Second number one, a Maroka Assassin. Look, he began well on Sunday. He had a bit of a flat spot mid-race before finishing off pretty good, but he's got a slow beginner here on his outside. There should be room for him to push forward. Third number four, Winlock Bolt. Won here on Sunday, and it was a pretty good win on the eye. He went 29.82, but I think the thing we need to look into as well, he had a slow first split, 5.29. So on Sunday, he settled fourth and then went to second. Running that sort of split in this, in final grade, he's not going to be able to get away with it again. And fourth, number five, Annabelle Lee, who led all the way in her heat, winning in 29 and 72. So race two, I've gone 3, 1, 4, and 5.
So we go 3 from 1, 4, and 5, race two. Race three over the 5.95. Take out runners 9 and 10. Number one, Spokane Flickers at 3.80. Quip Allen at 8, 3.90 for Miyagi Magic, 6.50 for Crackerjack Dazza, and then you've got Hayley Style at $2.90.
Nice race this, and I've gone with number one, Stakani Flick, and I've been loyal with her over the past few weeks, and she's run a couple of placings, but I think tonight is the first time where she's drawn perfectly. She's got box number one, and it is the best draw she's had in a little bit, so that's purely the reason why I've got her on top. Second number four, Miyagi Magic. We saw him win on Saturday night at the Meadows, his first win over this sort of distance, so he was probably drawn better on that occasion, so he comes out to box number four tonight. Really keen to see how he backs up that win. Third number eight, Hayley Style. Now, this is a greyhound who started off her career really well, and I thought she probably would have gone a bit further than what she has at the moment, but we saw her last week. She was very good. She was second behind Teo, but she did have a bit of a clear run to the first bend. So I think in this event tonight, there's more pace in the race, so she's not going to get it as easy, but certainly she does get a clear run. She's going to be in the mix late and fourth, number two, Sonny's KO, who come from last to win over the sprint trip last weekend. So obviously this step up in distance suits because she's obviously strong. I'm just cautious that we don't overrate that sort of run because although it was impressive on the eye, it did only go 30 and 10 seconds. So just a bit tread wary on that one. Sorry, three, I've gone 1, 4, 8 and 2.
1 from 4, 8, 2, race three. Race four over the staying 7.15. This race, boxes 3 and 6 are vacant. We've got number one, Soda Flash, 2.90. Hot Tips at 3.20. Annie Lava's at 7 and Zipping Gallon at $2.40.
Going number two here, Hot Tip. And look, the last time he came to Sandown Park, I thought he was a little bit disappointing. He didn't do a lot and he wasn't the Hot Tip that we know well. But he then backed up at Cranbourne on Saturday night. And although he was beaten 8.5 lengths, he was beaten by a very, very fast greyhound who's very strong. And I really did like the way that Hot Tip finished off the race. And we have seen in the past, he does tend to go well from a wider draw, but he, in box two here, I think that importance is probably eliminated a little bit, given he does have a vacant box on his outside. So number two on top, Hot Tip. Second number one, Soda Flash. And look, we haven't seen him really at Sandown that often since he won a heat of the Bold Treese back in November from this same draw. He's a greyhound who needs the rails. He's going to get the rails here. We saw him run, finish well back in the field in a sprint race at the Meadows on a Saturday night. So I don't really look into that too much because he wasn't suited over the trip. He steps back up to the staying trip here where he is better suited. Third number eight, Zipping Gallon. And look, we tipped him last week at around $10 and he just almost got the job done against So It Goes. But here again, he's got a smaller field to contend with, which does suit him. But he will be midfield and running on well. And given that fact, around that $2.40 mark at the moment, I think that's a little bit skinny. And fourth, number five, Annie Lava, who look, hasn't found any luck at all in her past few starts. So to me, it's a little bit hard to read about what she's capable of right now. So hopefully she gets a clear crack and we really see where she's at. So race four, I've gone 2, 1, 8 and 5.
2 from 1, 8, 5, race four. We look at race five and here we can take out runners 9 and 10. We've got number one, Milky Jones, 3.50, 4.40, Precious Sow, 2.40, My Brocade, and then we're down to Valencia Gem, who's at 7.50.
Six on top here, My Brocade, and I think this is a really interesting decision by Anthony Azzopardi to drop him back in distance because we've seen step up to the 600 in the past couple of weeks where he's placed against some greyhounds who have won in fast time. So he's been a little bit unlucky in that aspect, but he has shown he can run that trip. So dropping back in distance is very intriguing for me, but in terms of how he compares to his rival here tonight, I reckon he's got about 8 lengths on him. He is one of the fastest greyhounds going around at the moment. So the question mark that lies on him is he's just a bit of a tardy beginner. So I reckon if he gets the clear running, he's got an absolute space on his rivals here. It's just about the run in transit that he does get. Second number one, Milky Jones. Look, put a line through his run last week. He was taken out at an early stage and couldn't really do anything after that. But I think this draw is okay for him because we have seen him want to get wide on the track a little bit in the past. But I think we've got to look into the size of this greyhound. He's 35 kilos. He's got a little girl on his outside. He's got 10 kilos on. So if they're going to bump on the home straight, he's a bigger unit. He's going to get them more. I guess he's more of a chance to hold his line. So I don't think the draw is a big concern for him. Third number five, Precious Sal, who comes down from Queensland, trained by Darren Russell, and look, there's question marks all over here because she had short course form up in Queensland. She stepped up to the 500 metres at Albion Park last week, won there, but you never quite know how they're going to compare up against the Victorian greyhounds, and especially coming out of Victorian style boxes. And fourth, number eight, Valencia Gem. And look, she's been consistent as she often is, but I think it's a tough assignment for her. So, race five, first leg of the quaddy, I've gone 6, 1, 5 and 8.
So we go 6 from 1, 5 and 8 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race 6 is the second leg over the 5.95. And having a look here, you can take out 9 and 10. And number 1, Taken Kings at $1.95. Burbsky Bar, 5.50. Sweeter's M, 3.70. And Mixed Advice at 9.50.
I've got number 1 here, Taken King. And he's already been well supported in the market. And he's a type who is known as a stayer up in New South Wales. He's recently come down to Victoria into the kennel of Andrea Daly. And we've seen him have two starts here in Victoria where he was beaten in both of them, but he's been beaten by Deliver and Benali. So he's got plenty of excuses there. And I think those runs were good enough to say that he can win this race because he's got a wide runner on his outside. which is going to give him every chance to get a clear run to the first turn. And what we've seen him do in those two starts at the Meadows, I really do think he can convert that good form to Sandown Park tonight. Second number seven, Sweet as M. This draw isn't ideal for her at all. She's a rocket. We know that. She's won here before from an awkward draw in fast time. But she will begin just okay. She needs a bit of room on her inside to find the fence. So clear running, she's in the race. But if not, she's got a lot of work to do. Set number four, Burbsky Bar, who's been brilliant in his past couple of starts. Again, I speak about so many greyhounds, probably in this field as well, that have been very good and beaten. He's another one. I expect him to perform well here. And fourth, number two, Dinah Carney. Kind of touched on him before. He's a reasonable beginner, but he does like to get wide, which I think is going to give Taking King the run of the race. So race six, I've gone 1, 7, 4, and 2.
One from 7, 4, 2 in race six. Then we head over to race number seven, where you can take out runners 3 and 9. We've got number one, Headbanger, at 4.40. Douche Royale at 3.40. Down to Electra Caution, 5.50. 2.60 there for Alberto.
8 Alberto on top. And we look back to a run 3 starts back here where he raced from the same draw. And I think we're going to see a very similar performance from him to the first split. What he'll do, he'll begin pretty well. He'll then muster some really good speed out wide. But this is probably a weaker field than what he's met in the past. So on that occasion last time, he couldn't quite cross the field. But I think tonight there's not going to be that much pressure towards the rail. So as long as he gets away cleanly, uses that acceleration he's got, I hope he can find the rail. If he does, he will win the race. Second number two, Juice Royal. Look, I thought he was disappointing last outing here at Sandown. He began poorly, but then we look back to his start prior to that, where he led a long way in a heat of the Cranbourne Cup before being run down by Poke the Bear. So I'm willing to forgive him for that run here last Thursday night because he is better than what he's shown on that occasion. Third number one, Headbanger, who was a good winner at the Meadows on Saturday night. And fourth number four, Electra Caution. And look, this boy's shown glimpses of really good form, especially at the Meadows. He hasn't had a lot of racing here at Sandown, but he does look to be a type who goes well when he gets things his own way. So race seven, I've gone 8, 2, 1, and 4.
So 8 from 2, 1, and 4 in race number 7. We look at race 8, where you can take out the 5. Now here we've got number 1, Dinah Hunter, 5.50. Lagoon Rhett, 1.80. Down to Riddles at 7.50. Marcello is at $9 and not available at 5.
Good race this, as it always is, the last leg of the quaddie, of leaning towards number 2, Lagoon Rhett. And I think he's got the box seat in this race because we will see Dinah Hunter from box 1 lead. And I hope Lagoon Rhett can really just settle in his shadow behind him about 2 or 3 lengths off, because we know he's got good strength, Lagoon Rhett. I just hope with clear running, if he settles close enough to Dinah Hunter, he should be able to finish better off. Second number 6, Navajo Bear, and he's been faultless in his past few starts. He hasn't won them all, but he's began really well and sent fast early splits. And I don't think box number 6 is too much of a disadvantage for him either, because he does like to hold his line wide on the track. I think it's really good value if I'm going to throw him into some exotics. Third number 8, not available. Look, he probably is the classiest runner in this race, but this is a bad draw because we know he likes to do his best work from the rail, but he's all class. So clear room is in the race, but I don't think he's going to get it from box number 8. And fourth number 1, Dinah Hunter. As I mentioned before, he will lead. We're loyal with him last week, putting him on top in the free-for-all. But as I've seen often before, he just weakens in the run to the line. So until he improves on that last 50, 60 metres, I'm going to be taking him on. So race 8, I've gone 2, 6, 8 and 1.
2 from 6, 8 and 1 in race 8. Race 9, he can take out 9 and 10. Number 1, Akina Cosmo, 5, 3.10 for Poise. Mercedes Red at 3.80. 7.50 Splinter, and Dinky Diethics is at $4.40.
I don't mind number one here, Akina Cosmo. When we saw him at Sandown 2 starts back, and he went 30 flat, but he did look to weaken in the run to the line, but I reckon it was just a bit of cramp. So I wouldn't be expecting that he would suffer from that start after start, because he went to sail on Sunday night in a reasonable race, led all the way, and went 29.66 in the best of the night time. So I reckon he can capitalise on the draw, and he's not a bad price as well. Second number 3, Mercedes Red. Look, she's often running a place, and certainly a big chance to do the same again here. Third number 2, Poise, who has been well supported in some markets. And look, she carries form from Hillsville, and it's reasonable form, but I always find it very hard to match up the straight track form onto the two-turn city track. And fourth number 7, Splinter, who Look, it was a good winner at Ballarat last start, but this is his first race ever here at Sandown Park. So race 9, I've gone 1, 3, 2 and 7.
1, 3, 2, 7, race 9. Looking at race 10 over the 5.15, take out 8 and 10. Number 1, Dinah Yardo is at 2.80. Crook Me Kindly is at 3.20. Diego Fernando, 5.50. New Samsation at 5, and then we're looking at bigger odds, the others.
Going number 4 here, New Samsation, and look, she won at the Meadows on Saturday night. If you've just got the form going in front of you, you see she's gone 13.36, and you think to yourself, that's not that quick. But if you go and watch the replay, it was a really good run because she was checked at a crucial stage turning for home. She then hooked wide and really hit the line well and ended up getting the chocolate. So I thought it was really impressive and good enough for me to have her on top here. Second number one, Dinah Yardo, who's still relatively inexperienced. He's just had the 7 career starts, but he's won his past 2 at the Meadows. And he's looking for a hat-trick of wins. Third number 2, Crook Me Kindly, who also won at the Meadows last outing. And I think this draw is okay for him, but I'm not sure he can run a winning time in this field because it is a little bit more harder than what he saw on Saturday. And fourth number 6, Dr. Mino. And look, she's enigmatic, Dr. Mino. Her best is very good, but it's not often recently that we have seen it. She's low on confidence, but obviously got a lot of talent up her sleeve if she wants to bring it out. So race 10, I've gone 4, 1, 2 and 6.
So 4 from 1, 2 and 6. And then we go over to race 11. Take out runners 7 and 10. Now we've got number 1, Courting at 140. Ready and Armed at 7. 5 for Zelzer Allen. Then we're looking at bigger odds, the others.
I think everyone here will have number 1 on top, Courting. She's been outstanding recently. A really good winner at both city tracks in her past 2 starts. And we saw her here on Sunday. She went 29.44 and the thing I like most about her is she's such a reliable beginner. So she should begin well from box 1, should lead, should win. Second number 2, Ready and Armed, who's probably on the cusp of a win, but I think the only chance for him to win this race is if Courting misses the start, which I do think is very unlikely. Third number 3 is Zelzer Allen, who was a reasonable runner-up at Ballarat on Monday night. And fourth number 8, Sugar Sugar, who is first up here at the track, but has done some reasonable things at the Meadows recently without winning. So race 11, I've gone 1 on top, which is Rob Kess's best bet of the night from 2, 3 and 8.
Then we have a look at the last race, 12 over the 5.15, and here you can take out runners 6 and 9. Number 1, Aston Frankel at 3.50, Winsome Express at 6.50, Blistering at $2, and John's Last is at 5.50.
Going number 3 here, Blistering, and he's not the best beginner in the race by any means, but he does have the most ability, capable of running the fastest time. And we saw him on Sunday night at Sale where he was cost a few lengths in running and worked really hard to end up winning the race just narrowly. I think he, clear run, he's the best dog in the race. Happy to have him on top. Second number 1, Aston Frankel. Look, good run at the Meadows on Saturday night. He didn't win, but I just thought the decisions he made in transit where he was in traffic, liked to duck and weave between runners. I thought he really made some smart decisions there. Third number 7, John's Last, who was pretty good on Sunday behind Courting. And fourth number 2, Winsome Express, who's run a drum in most of his 49 career starts. So a chance to do so again. So race 12, the last, I've gone 3, 1, 7 and 2.
3, 1, 7, 2. And what's your best roughy quaddy and also your play of the day?
Best bet, race 6, number 1, Taking King. As I mentioned before, he's a runner from New South Wales who's come to Victoria, and I really do think he's ready to strike, especially with that wide runner on his outside. So best bet, race 6, number 1, Taking King. Value bet, race 9, at number 1, Akina Cosmo, who's not going to be at a massive price, but I reckon towards the jump, if he gets out to around $5, I do think that's backable for sure. Quaddy legs, I've gone, first leg, I've gone 1, 5, 6 and 8. Second leg, 1, 4 and 7. Third leg, 1, 2 and 8. And the final leg, 2, 6, and 8. So that's a wrap of racing at Sandown Park tonight. Of course, all eyes and the bright lights on the Meadows this Saturday night with the 3 group ones. And no doubt, Georgie Ferrugia will be along on Winners tomorrow to preview that meeting.
Very good. Thank you very much for that, Jason.
Thanks, Nath.